practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
7 minutes until 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. Glenn Klein, Mark Eichhorst, Community Conversations on WRJN. Please welcome to our microphones the beautiful humans known as Becky and Steve Koss. Good morning, Kosses.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Great.
Explain to the beautiful humans that are listening, Becky, okay, what you're doing here and why you're here.
Why I'm here. I am the founder and executive director of the Koss Family Foundation, and what we do is we give money to cancer families and to pay for non-medical expenses such as mortgage, car payment, gas for that car, anything that's not a medical expense.
This has hit home very much for you and your family, hasn't it, Steve?
Yes, it has.
Why?
In January 8th, 2015, I was diagnosed with stage two pancreatic cancer. And then after they gave me my first round of chemo and radiation, 31 days of radiation, it went to stage four. So, you get thrown into this very quickly, and your head's spinning, and you're living at the hospital. You quit your job because I try to stay working, but after a while you can't work anymore because it just doesn't happen. And yet you still have to have money to pay bills, and it's kind of hard because to get on disability you have to. You can't make more than $1,000 a month for 6 months, so really hurt. It really hits home, and you hear a lot of sad cases out there every day about people, not having any money just to go back and forth to the hospital.
How does that help you as a cancer patient, reaching out and helping other people with cancer?
Well, I've always helped the community in Racine, like the lighthouse windows. I got those for the lighthouse for free, and also, put them in for free. And so I've always helped the community. My wife wanted to do something for me special, so people remember me. So she started the foundation, so we can help people. So we can help people in tough times going through and fighting cancer. That's the least that they have to worry about. They should have to worry about.
She's very helpful, your wife, Becky, isn't she? She just helped remind you to keep your mouth in front of the microphone.
I know. That was very good. She kind of pushes me where I need to go,
What's your prognosis? What are the doctors telling you?
Well, they just say, I was just there Thursday, and they said, whatever you're doing, keep doing. Because I'm my tumor is not really... my one on my liver is actually growing a little bit, but then once I get back on chemo and I do other things, it's kind of like stopping. So my main tumor is just sitting there now, my pancreas. So they're just saying, whatever you're doing great. So we don't know what you're doing. So just keep going.
What are you doing?
I'm on chemo, and I also follow a lot of the naturopathic doctor suggestions on taking different things that are natural. So that's what I've been doing so far.
Do you guys have kids?
Yes, we have a 9-year-old son.
What's his name?
Tyler.
And how's Tyler doing with all this?
He understands more than I think people give him credit for. He's very science-oriented, and so he will talk about, when I'm a geneticist, I'm going to do this, and when he's going to research, and he asks a lot of questions and has a huge brain and a lot of knowledge in there, and I think he knows how to use the internet and YouTube way better than we do. And
of course he does.
Yes, and he researches things himself.
We're talking with Becky and Steve Koss. Their website for the Koss Foundation is kossff.org, because you're not just looking for help for yourselves, but you're looking for to help other families as well.
Correct.
And what is your main source of fundraising?
Right now we're doing community events. In the fall, we had our Family Fall Fest out in Union Grove. And now next Saturday on March 11th, we have Art in the Speakeasy event. So that is a art show, art auction with a wine and beer aspect to it and a 1920s theme.
Fun.
Where's that going to be held?
Racine Business Center.
Okay.
Very cool. And the hope, of course, is that the tumor shrinks, it goes into remission, and there is some evidence and some examples. My uncle Harold was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer years ago. He lived for 11 years. And so, attitude and being surrounded by love and support is hugely important, isn't it, Becky?
Oh, it definitely is. Attitude plays a role in any healthcare.
What kind of response are you getting from the public? I think, cancer is one of the easiest things to raise money for, because almost everybody's been affected by it somehow, themselves, a friend, a relative, and they seem pretty willing to give.
They are, and there's so many people that are affected by cancer, and we're not all about, just helping ourselves. We're helping others. We want to help people maintain their quality of life. And there's been a huge response from local companies and individuals across the board.
And the website, again, is kossff.org.
Yes.
And the FF stands for?
Family Foundation.
The Koss Family Foundation, kossff.org. You guys on Facebook as well?
Yes, we are.
That's very cool. And just get involved. I mean, good luck, you guys. And I know it's a tough road to hoe. And it sucks. I mean, that's just the bottom line. But as a friend of mine once said, nobody gets out alive, so we might as well make the best of it.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing the last 2 years. We're just living life and enjoying every moment of it.
Good comedies are very good for the soul.
Yes, they are.
Always.
What's your favorite comedy?
Oh, I don't really know right now off the top of my head. I just had chemo, so my brain's kind of fuzzy, But
do you like stand-up comedy, Steve?
I do. We were just to a comedy show.
Have you ever heard of the stand-up comic Louis C.K.?
Yes, we used to watch his show.
Yeah, his show is kind of dark,
right?
But his stand-up is amazing. If you want to laugh straight for about an hour and a half, which we know the scriptures say laughter is like good medicine, Oh My God, it's called. Get it? Just go on YouTube. You can watch the whole show. Louis C.K. Oh My God.
See,
smiling already.
Yeah. Well, anytime, anytime we can be on radio and promote our foundation is always a great thing. And this event coming up is really special to me, because if we have a good turnout, it's going to set our foundation up to give out money for the rest of the year every month.
Information is on the Koss Family Foundation website. It's kossff.org. We will talk to you guys down the road, and best of everything.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
The organized fun with a purpose continues after WRJN covers the world.
Meet that challenge, complicated health care. I'm Michael Toscano.
He doesn't issue modest orders.
Attorney General Jeff